your health with OsteoStrong. Not a drug, not a gym, just 10 minutes a week. One thing we all have in common, a skeletal system. By implementing the OsteoStrong strategy, you may experience the following results. Less joint and back pain, improved bone density, improved posture, improved balance, and improved athletic performance. To learn more about OsteoStrong, visit Linda and Ken in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, 243 Athens Avenue, or give them a call at 215-3115. This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out, episode number 90. Wow, time flies. Thank you for your support on this weekly show. I hope you've been enjoying it so far. And we do have a great one planned for you this hour. In a moment from now, I'll interview Best Buy about how to spring clean your tech this month. Also, on today's show, we'll learn about a new camera that lets you shoot video for virtual reality headsets. It's called the Views XR. Another guest this hour will be Gas Buddy to tell us what's new with the mega popular app. And I'll talk about a half dozen gadgets just in time for the spring and a lot more on today's Tech It Out. All right, let's kick things off. It's April, which is Earth Month, so it's an ideal time to chat about responsibly decluttering your tech, spring cleaning your home, and simplifying your life in an eco-friendly way. Joining us on the phone to offer some suggestions, we've got Agent Derek Meister from Best Buy's Geek Squad. Welcome to the show, Agent Derek.
Thanks, Mark.
I've got this visual of you wearing like dark sunglasses, a suit and a briefcase. Is that right?
It's more like if you've ever seen, you know, the footage of the mission control on Apollo, you know, the Apollo missions, you know, with the white shirt, the clip-on ties.
Oh,
that's exactly what you should be imagining when you think of an agent.
I got it. I was going more for like a Men in Black kind of vibe.
Sure.
You know, you're helping me paint a different visual, but that works just the same. And thank you for carving out some time to chat with us. Before we talk about spring cleaning and technology, please tell us a bit about Best Buy, like how many locations you have, and of course, fill us in on Geek Squad as well.
Sure. You know, at Best Buy, we really try to enrich people's lives through technology. I'm sure that's something that's really close to your heart as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our blue shirt experts, they're ready to help you explore those possibilities at over 1,200 locations in the U.S., Canada, Mexico. And if you really need help setting up your tech or, you know, fixing it when it misbehaves, we have the over 20,000 Geek Squad agents, just like myself, standing by regardless of where you bought that laptop, TV, appliance, or whatever from. So, you know, we really do want to be there wherever you need us, whether that's in our stores, in your home or business, on the phone, or even online with our remote support options.
Wow, I didn't realize there was north of 20,000 agents. And as you said, you can bring it to the store, you could arrange to have a Geek Squad agent come to your home, or you can get help over the phone or over the internet. So lots of options there. And no doubt, a lot of people need some help with technology. So let's try to help them now through this radio interview. It is that time of year where we like to declutter, so doing some spring cleaning, if you will. And Best Buy found that many people will be doing just that this year. What did your recent survey find?
Yeah, we took a look at the American Cleaning Institute's latest survey. We found a record 77% of households plan to do some serious spring cleaning this year.
Wow.
So, you know, a lot of people are really getting involved with that. Not just that, but, you know, there's also the recent trends of trying to declutter your life. And then, of course, you know, this being April being Earth Month, we're seeing more questions about cleaning and simplifying your home in a way that's eco-friendly. So, you know, it's kind of all of those kind of coming at once. It's really a really great time to see the options out there.
All right. So with that in mind, when it comes to technology, how can we best spring clean? Maybe you can share some tips for us.
Sure, absolutely. You know, cleaning is really, it's more than just vacuuming or cleaning off, you know, wiping the dust off of the top of the TV there. Like we said, you know, people are more interested in kind of decluttering and simplifying their life these days. So, you know, things like from making physical files into digital to recycling old gear. Some of the tips that we have here, for example, you know, everybody's got that shoebox full of, you know, old family photos. It's a great time to kind of go through those old files, you know, tax forms, documents, receipts, photos, even, you know, those VHS tapes that you have of your kids from however many years ago. Go through those, find ways to convert them into digital forms. That way you can go ahead and upload them to either an external hard drive just so you have extra copies, you know, in case something ever happens, or even upload them to the cloud. Well, that's a great way not only to conserve storage space, but also make it so that you're able to more easily share those with friends and family. Some other things that you might want to look through, your smartphones, your computers, you know, do things like delete unused apps, get rid of, move those photos and videos to the cloud. Just ways to kind of simplify how you're using them. You know, things like going through your old bookmarks. I'm sure if you've brought your bookmarks up lately, you probably have just a ton of them. And it just makes it harder to find the things that you're looking for. So anything that you can go through to kind of declutter your digital and software, you're making it easier and making your life just that much easier and more productive.
We're chatting with Agent Derek Meister from Best Buy's Geek Squad. We're talking about spring cleaning your home as it pertains to technology. And, of course, it is Earth Month. So with that in mind, Agent Derek, do you have any recommendations on buying, I don't know, I guess like Energy Star certified technology would be a tip when you have the environment in mind?
Oh, absolutely. You know, that Energy Star logo, it means that it's a certified smart tech. Things like your Nest thermostats, Philips Hue LED lights. What that just means is that these are products that help save money and protect the environment in both in how they're built as well as just in terms of, you know, how much electricity they use. And don't just think of that for appliances or TVs as big items, but also things like printers, computers, other devices. Again, just look for that Energy Star mark. You know, a great example, you know, once you've done all your spring cleaning, if you want to keep that clean feeling a little bit longer, look for an Energy Star certified air purifier just to keep, you know, that good smelling house a little bit longer after you've cleaned up.
And what about getting rid of your existing tech? What's a responsibly, environmentally responsible way to do that during Earth Month?
Sure. You know, great ways. We do actually have trade-in programs as well as recycling programs. One of the things that you may want to do is go ahead to visit BestBuy.com or even just stop in your local store. You can go ahead and on BestBuy.com search for trade-in or recycling. In many cases, you can actually get you can get a gift card for your device. Some manufacturers are offering essentially a rebate for devices like you bring in your old printer, you get a gift card towards a new Energy Star certified printer. It's a great way to get, you know, something that's designed to use less ink, less energy, run more efficiently, and run longer so you don't have to replace it. If it is something that can't be traded in, or you have a local Best Buy location that's not able to take trade-ins, we do all of our locations do responsibly recycle electronics. So, you know, I'm sure a lot of us have, you know, that junk drawer filled with old chargers. You know, you've lost the device that they even go with, but you just can't get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, toss those in a bag, bring them to Best Buy. You can basically just drop those off. We take pretty much everything that plugs in. So, you know, your laptops, your old cameras, things, pretty much everything. We have programs that we've certified that they're, you know, being recycled responsibly. You know, and it's just a really great way to reduce the e-waste out there.
Mm-hmm. And then my last question then, Derek, on that note is, all right, so whether you're trading in old tech or you're dropping it off at a bin outside of a Best Buy that will be properly disposed of, when it comes to smart home devices, I'm sure there's also ways to keep the environment in mind, like smart LED lighting and thermostats, Wi-Fi thermostats. thermostats and the like. Can we end up on that?
Sure, absolutely. You know, we talked about, simplifying your life as well as being more eco-friendly. And that's really one of the great benefits of these smart home devices. Like you said, people are looking at smart thermostats like the Nest products or those smart LED bulbs like Philips Hue. First off, these are all Energy Star certified. So that does mean, like we talked about, that they're going to help you save money, use less electricity. Mm-hmm. For example, the smart thermostats are going to learn when you're coming and going, when you turn the heat down or the cooling up. And they'll take care of that for you. They also make it so that, for example, when you leave to go to work, you can set them so that they'll automatically, turn the heating down throughout the day when nobody's going to be at the house.
Right.
Again, saving money, being better on the environment, and then come back up. Same thing with those LED lights, but they also give you more control. So instead of you having to go through, go all the way to the other side of the house in case you're not sure if you left that light on in the family room, you in most cases you can use your voice assistants, your Google Homes or your Amazon Alexa to control those wherever you're at in the house, or even through the apps when you're outside of the house. There's a lot of really great options there on making sure that you are more in control, but also using your smart tech to make your home more efficient.
All great and timely advice, Agent Eric. Thank you very much. As we wrap up, where can we learn more about Best Buy and Geek Squad?
Yeah, absolutely. You just visit BestBuy.com or visit us at any of those local Best Buy stores. Again, you can search for trade-in, recycling. If you do need tech advice, go ahead and just search for Geek Squad there. And also just remember that if you're not quite sure what technology you may need in your home, we do have our in-home advisors or our blue shirt experts will come out to your house, give you an overview of all that's possible, figure out what really is the best solution. And again, just like we said before, we want to help you make, your life the best it can through technology.
All right, Agent Derek, mission complete. Thank you so much for your time and your valuable advice. Thank you again.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, before we continue on with this show, I wanted to thank our sponsor. Tech It Out is powered by ASUS. Thank you for your support. ASUS creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops, desktops, monitors, smartphones, tablets, smartwatches, and much, much more. And if you're a gamer, you no doubt know about the Republic of Gamers, or ROG, line of computers and accessories from ASUS as well. For more info, visit asus.com/us/radio. That's asus.com/us/radio. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the market for an innovative laptop, the ASUS ZenBook 14 model UX433 is an elegant laptop featuring a stunning nano-edge display with a 92% screen-to-body ratio. With its ergo-lift design, the back of the keyboard is slightly lifted for greater comfort and efficient cooling. Other features include a number pad, fast Intel Core i7 processor. Powered by Windows 10 Home, you can sign in fast, secure, and password-free with Windows Hello and the ZenBook's HD camera. Tech It Out is brought to you by ASUS.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower, Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque, and the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Lowe's knows you'll do spring right by saving on everything you need to get your garden growing. We do it right, too, with incredible deals to help you save during our Spring Black Friday sale, like Bonnie Vegetable and Herb Plants, 4 for $10. And for a clean-looking landscape, pick up 5 bags of Scott's Mulch for just $10. Whatever's on your spring to-do list, hurry in and save during our Spring Black Friday sale. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 4/17, not valid on Alaska or Hawaii. Bonnie offer valid on 19-ounce pots. See store for details, U.S. only.
Who's a sweetheart? Who's Auntie Sprinter's pal? You are. Oh, Donna, he's so cute. Thanks, isn't he?
Ugh, I wish my wireless bill were cute. I hate opening this thing every month.
Stop overpaying for wireless and upgrade to the brilliant iPhone XR with Sprint.
Why?
Because Sprint will give you both an unlimited plan and the brilliant iPhone XR lease for just $35 per month.
Both? For that price?
Both.
Woof.
Was that the baby?
How did he say that without teeth?
Right now at Sprint, get an unlimited plan and an iPhone XR lease for just $35 per month. And there's no trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 per month after 16.25 per month credit apply within 2 bills. Requires 18-month lease. If you cancel early, remaining balance due after 4/30/2020. Pay $32 per line with auto pay for unlimited basic. When Hulu ad supported plan for account coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums. Use rules. 30-day activation fee and restrictions apply.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. People who use virtual reality love consuming content in their headsets as it's super immersive. In case you haven't yet tried VR, you've got this 360-degree view of this world tied to head tracking. So wherever you look around in real life while wearing a VR headset, the view inside of that world moves around too. But what if you could easily create VR content instead of just consuming it? Well, I was a judge at the recent Last Gadget Standing competition at the Consumer Electronics Show, and a camera called Views XR was a finalist there. To tell you all about Views XR, we're joined by Jim Malcolm, Global Chief Marketing Officer at Humanize. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Hey, thanks for having me. Good to be here.
Great. Now, before we talk about the Views XR camera, talk to us about virtual reality, a little bit more high level, if you will. It's not just for gamers, correct?
I think that's one of the misconceptions right now. There's two ways to create content. One is computer generated content, so basically what you would have from a video game. But the other is a way to make the real world come to life, that people use things for like training and simulation or patient and pain management in the healthcare industry.
All right. So the two different camps are, one is computer generated or CG, where these are programmers and artists and animators who create a world that looks kind of real and you can live inside of that world and it's often interactive. You can play a game. Then what you're talking about is the second way is more video, 360-degree video that, again, as I said in my introduction, if you're sitting in a chair wearing an HMD or head-mounted display, and you look left or right and up and down in real life, inside of that virtual world that you're looking at, seemingly through your eyes, it is also going up, down, left, and right. So it really tricks the brain into thinking it's the real deal, but this time using video, not computer-generated graphics.
That's right. The benefit to using video is that the creation of virtual reality content can be made to the mass consumer that's out there. Mm-hmm. Camera systems today, like the Vuse XR, make it super easy to capture the world around you, to be able to view that on a mobile phone, or to be able to output that information into a VR headset like the Oculus Go.
All right, so let's talk about this. So this is a camera that did very well with the critics at the recent CES show, Consumer Electronics Show. It's the Vuse XR dual VR camera. Tell us all about it.
So the camera itself is dual mode, and that's its title, sort of. In a closed mode, the camera creates a 360-degree view of everything around you in very high resolution, 5.7K, not to get too techno on that.
Mm-hmm.
But it allows you to see everything around you. But the real magic comes to life when you push a little button on the camera, and the two lenses pop out. So they're both facing forward in one direction. Looks a bit like Wall-E, the little robot character, when it's opened up.
Right.
And by having two eyes that are parallel side by side, you can see 3D in depth. So that becomes a really interesting way to really share life's experiences or your vacation photos or whatever in 3D VR in a much more immersive level than just a traditional 2D picture.
You touched on something important here. For those once-in-a-lifetime events, like your child's first steps or a great-grandmother's birthday or something, this is where you would pull out a device like this rather than just use your phone because it can capture depth. It can really make you feel like you're there when you're playing it back in a headset. Or as you mentioned, you could also play it online in a 2D format. But the idea is that you can sort of relive that magical moment virtually.
That's right. It's all about the level of immersion. And when you look at a picture or an image on your mobile phone, or even if you have it printed on your wall at your house, there's a certain level of disconnection with that, right? It's a good way to remind you of the memory. But you have everything else around you that is also kind of cluttering or confusing that memory, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
However, in a VR headset, which is basically eliminating everything else around you, it really allows you to engage and immerse yourself into whatever that experience is. I love the example of baby's first steps because you can actually see a toddler walking towards you and they get closer, they get bigger. It's much more dynamic in VR. And it is the closest thing to reliving that for the rest of that person's life.
Yeah, and once it's captured, and with this kind of fidelity, it's there forever. You've immortalized that magical moment, which can then be shared on from generation to generation. So you're almost like future-proofing the memory as well. We're chatting with Jim Malcolm. He is the Global Chief Marketing Officer at Humanize. We're talking about their latest camera called the Vuse. That's V as in Victor, U-Z-E, XR dual VR camera. So just to clarify to our listeners, so you can shoot in 360 degrees. So when you play it back in a VR headset like Oculus Go, you can move in all directions with your head. But with this three-dimensional extra depth mode, this is 180 degrees. So you can't quite turn all the way around, but it still is still wide a wide field of view we're talking about. But you do have to look somewhat forward.
That's right. And we came out with this kind of hybrid type camera because a lot of our studies show that even well-intended VR creators, the viewers never really spend time looking around behind them,
mm-hmm.
especially if they're creating their own content. So they're going to the zoo with the family or they've got a birthday party. And so by focusing on 180 degrees, two things happen. One is, a creator can use the same creating techniques that they've always used. In other words, they still stand behind the camera and they're not going to be in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then camera placement and playing with that depth really becomes kind of, if you think about it as your zoom, right? What you used to use in the old days for zooming your camera.
Mm-hmm. Is the Vuse XR available now? If not, when will it come out? How much does it cost? And where can we learn more about it?
Okay, so the camera itself is $439. It is available now. The easiest way to learn more is to go to Vuse, and it's V-U-Z-E, humanize.camera.
Jim Malcolm, Global Chief Marketing Officer at Humanize, thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure. I look forward to seeing you in virtual reality.
We'll be back shortly with more Tech It Out.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality, Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to the show. Over the years, when I've written articles about the best apps to have on your smartphone, especially for commuters and travelers, I always recommend Gas Buddy, as it can help save you money at the pumps. And who doesn't like that? And now that spring is here, perhaps time for more road trips with family and friends, it's a good time to have on the show Sarah McCrary. She's the CEO of Gas Buddy, to tell us what's new. Welcome to the program, Sarah.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks for having us on.
My pleasure. So let's just start from the top. What's Gas Buddy all about?
Well, Gas Buddy from the very beginning has been all about helping drivers save money on gas. And it started out as a website in 2000, went to a mobile platform with the advent of the mobile devices coming out. And now we're happily moving into helping users save money at the pump when they pay with the Pay with Gas Buddy payment card. So, and for us, it's all about how do we help vehicle owners save money on owning their vehicle, and fuel being that biggest part of their budget for owning a vehicle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we'll get into this new gas savings program and this card in a moment. But how would you say Gas Buddy compares to other, let's call them gas price watch apps? You know, ones that will say, hey, this station over here has it for a little bit less per gallon or per liter to our friends in Canada, and so on. How does Gas Buddy stand out, and how have you remained on top all these years, do you think?
Yeah, I think it's because we're so easy to use, and we are in Canada and the U.S., so that's where we actually founded in Canada, actually, and got to the U.S. with the mobile platform. But we have real-time price that's crowdsourced by our users. So all over Canada and the U.S., we have users every minute of the day that are driving through gas stations and updating prices because they have this real sense of community about helping their other community members make sure that they're getting the most up-to-date pricing information. Mm-hmm. We end up having about 15 million monthly active users. So it's a really big community. So I think just the scale of our community helps us stand out. Secondly, we also ask our users to leave reviews on gas stations and convenience stores and everything from the coffee, the lighting, the bathrooms, the friendliness of the staff. So we have this additional dimension of information that I think people on the road really like. They want to know, like, where is it safe to find a clean bathroom and some good coffee? And then the other kind of secret about Gas Buddy is because we have all this data coming from these millions and millions of users every day, we power a lot of the gas price data that ends up in these other digital endpoints, if you will. So when you see prices in a car display or you see it on Apple Maps or Google Maps, many times that data was originally sourced from Gas Buddy.
Interesting. I was wondering how you got the prices. I figured it was crowdsourced, but I wasn't 100% certain. So thanks for clarifying that, Sarah. But does this data really help you save money? I mean, if you have to drive a couple of miles to save a couple of bucks, doesn't the gas that you use kind of cancel out any savings that you may find at another pump?
Yeah, I think that's one of the misconceptions that a lot of people have. We talk about spread in the market. And the spread in any market, and what that is the difference between the lowest price in the market and the highest price in the market. Here in Boston, the spread can be as much as $1.60. It's incredible.
Oh,
how,
wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and we really talk to our users about use the app to, and we have a feature called the spread where they can actually see, is it worth venturing out to a little further to save more on gas? And then the way our app works is, we have location services in our app. So based on where you're at, we can tell you where the nearest and least expensive is. And so we can kind of help you decide that factor. Are you looking for the nearest? Are you looking for the cheapest? And are you looking for something in between? So when you watch the spread, you really get a feel for you can save quite a bit when you monitor the prices.
That's great. And I'm assuming you break it all down into sort of the entry-level gas and then the premiums and diesel.
That's right. Yeah. So whether you're a user that's price spotting, meaning you're driving by and uploading prices, or you're shopping for gas with our app, you can find in the different varieties. So you can find the diesel and then the different versions of gasoline and different octane ratings.
Right. Of course, we want to encourage our listeners not to check the Gas Buddy app while they're driving. Do it before you hop in the vehicle or have a passenger do that. We're chatting with Sarah McCrary, CEO of Gas Buddy. Now let's pivot and talk about this new gas savings program.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is something that has been really innovative for us. After basically 17 years of just being about gas prices, we wanted to extend the value to our users of how can we help them save on every purchase, every gallon they buy. And so right now, it's a U.S.-based only program. We're looking to go into Canada with it. You can save every day 5 cents a gallon, and in some of our program, up to 30 cents a gallon. So we have different offers that we run, and mm-hmm. We have partners that will join and provide additional cents off a gallon. So some of our users are saving, you know, 20 cents a gallon every time they fill up. And there's really no charge for you to join the free program. You can just enroll using our app, and you get a card in the mail, and you start using it. It's so easy.
Oh, that's great. So where in the app can you register for this card?
Yeah, so we have a tab called the Savings tab that's in our app. And when you register with Gas Buddy, you'll have an opportunity to sign up for the Pay with Gas Buddy card, or you can go to the savings tab and walk through the enrollment experience.
All right, Sarah, I'm going to put you on the spot here. What would you say is the most underrated feature of Gas Buddy?
Well, I think it's one of our newest features, which is Park with Gas Buddy. Because we know that our users in the car, vehicle owners, and parking can be a hassle. So we've partnered with a company that will provide the benefit of discount parking and provide free gas when you do park with the Gas Buddy app. So it's a way of tying back in savings on fuel and reducing the hassle of finding a parking spot.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that. Just as we wrap up, Sarah, if the app is free, how do you monetize Gas Buddy?
Yeah, that's a great question. With like a lot of things on the internet, free usually means an advertising revenue model, and that's exactly what we do. We really try to balance the experience to not overwhelm our users with advertising. Mm-hmm. And we also try to bring in most relevant advertising to our users. But that's exactly what we do. We have both we have programmatic ads that run, and we also have a direct sales team that sells ads to some really big brands that love our users because they are convenience and fuel retail shoppers.
And so is there a website that you would recommend or for Gas Buddy, Sarah, or would you just say to download the app from your favorite app store, be it Google Play for Android devices or the App Store for iPhone and iPad?
We're in both of the app stores, and we're online at gasbuddy.com. And if you visit gasbuddy.com, you can also text yourself a link to download the app to make it super easy.
Ah, I like that. All right, Sarah McCrary, CEO of Gas Buddy. I really appreciate your time and congrats on this new gas savings card as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Tech It Out on the Radio America Network. We'll be right back.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Gamers, listen up. If you want a laptop with no trade-offs, one that's packed with power yet still portable, check out the ROG Zephyrus SGX701 from Asus. Up your game with this 17-inch laptop squeezed into a 15-inch body. Under the hood, it has the latest NVIDIA GeForce RTX 2080, 8th-gen Intel Core i7, SSD storage up to a terabyte, and runs Windows 10 Pro. Learn more at Asus.com. Tech It Out is powered by Asus for those in search of incredible.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
When tracking the domestic dust bunny, you commonly find them hiding under wardrobes next to lost socks. Don't move too suddenly or they'll scurry off. What's utterly fascinating about the dust bunny is that although they are not actually sentient creatures, when they hear that Geico not only saves people money, but also has a 97% customer satisfaction rating, it's obvious to them you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Oh no, it's the dust bunny's only natural predator. Run along, dust bunnies, run along.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Noise canceling, the ultimate feature for headphones and earbuds. They're perfect for travelers, commuters, and noisy work environments. Sony's WI-1000X noise canceling headphones fit the bill. And what does the WI stand for? Wireless in-ear. Sony's Carl Warminiak has more.
And these are wireless earbuds. So these are those exciting new earbuds that you can put into your ear. There's no wires whatsoever. They come with this beautiful little case that you actually use to recharge the battery. They connect via Bluetooth and NFC. And these are noise canceling as well. These are the ultimate in style. And these are the ultimate travel warriors headphones to be able to use with them day in and day out.
Check out Sony's WI-1000X headphones at Sony.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Welcome back to Tech It Out, everyone. So I had a lot of fun this week appearing on several TV stations across the country talking about cool tech tied to the spring. You may think that spending time in the great outdoors and technology are mutually exclusive, but the two can go hand in hand with the right tech. So most out of the six products that I showed, a range of, you know, brands and prices and kinds of tech, they are for the outside, but some also can be used indoors. So I thought I would spend a couple moments sharing with you what I showed on TV in case you missed it. I started off with the new Galaxy S10e smartphone from Samsung. In fact, they've got three new Galaxy S10 devices. This is the least expensive at $749 outright. And the Galaxy S10e is absolutely stunning. It has what's called a dynamic AMOLED screen, and it's the first display in a smartphone to have HDR plus. So this is high dynamic range for phenomenal contrast and brightness, and of course colors that look very vivid. So the screen is the biggest story here, I think. And it's got the first in-screen fingerprint sensor from Samsung, so you don't need a special sensor on the outside of the phone, like on the back or at the bottom. You just put your thumb or finger on the screen itself to log you in. It also has, of course, amazing cameras, including a second wide-angle rear lens for wide-angle shots, 123 degrees, so that's like what the human eye can see. And my favorite feature is wireless power share. So this is the ability to lay someone else's phone who might need a bit of a juice up, the battery is dying, you lay it on top of your device and yours will wirelessly charge up or power up someone else's phone. Pretty neat. And it also works with other devices like the Samsung new Galaxy Buds earbuds and some other products that are compatible. So really cool phone. Again, that's the Samsung Galaxy S10e. Then I showed the Kobo Forma, which is a waterproof e-reader. So not only can you bring it to the beach or by the pool, or if it rains, you're fine. But if you want, you could even slip into a bubble bath with this. It has the internal electronics also coated so that if it's submerged in water, it's completely fine. It's the largest screen out of any Kobo e-reader at 8 inches, yet it's also the lightest e-book reader that Kobo has ever come out with. You could read books however you like. You can use your fingertip on the screen to swipe or tap, or there are buttons for either left or right-handed use. You can also turn it from portrait to landscape mode and back again, and it flips on the fly. Of course, you can enlarge or shrink the font to your liking. You can borrow books for free from your local library because of the built-in overdrive support. There's a built-in Comfort Light Pro light, so you don't disturb your partner in bed. It's got an anti-blue light filter, so it'll allow your body to create melatonin to fall asleep at night instead of stimulating you, which is the problem with some other electronics. And again, there's a lot of bang for the buck here. Kobo Forma costs $299. I showed the Dell XPS 13, the new 2019 model that made its debut at the Consumer Electronics Show. This is the latest in Dell's most celebrated line of laptops. The most awards they've ever received is tied to the XPS 13. This new model is just as impressive. It's got it's a 13-inch 4K Infinity display, so almost no bezel or border, but it's squeezed into an 11-inch body. So it's very compact, yet full-size keyboard, backlit, of course, a gorgeous Arctic white finish is what I brought with me, but there's also rose gold and black and silver. There's the smallest webcam that Dell ever made is squeezed into that little bezel. It is a 2.25 millimeter HD webcam for you to do video calling over Skype or what have you. I also love the battery, up to 21 hours between charges, which is up from 19 hours in the 2018 model. So there's a lot to love about this new Dell XPS 13. If you're in the market for a new laptop, you should definitely check this out. Prices start at $1,199. The new baseball game, MLB The Show 19, it's a PlayStation exclusive that just debuted from Sony San Diego Studios, an amazing baseball game that lets you play as or against your favorite MLB or Major League Baseball team. And of course, you can play by yourself against the smart AI or artificial intelligence, play beside a friend or a sibling on the same couch, or play over the internet against others. There's so many different modes to partake in, including a franchise mode if you want to get involved in the business side of the team, like trades and scouting and stuff like that, and salary caps and all the other decisions that you need to make. Very cool stuff. But I love two new modes. One is called March to October, which is a way to fast track through an entire season by playing the highlights of every game. Instead of playing, you know, painstakingly through every single game, there's a lot of baseball games, as you know, and you can do that if you want, but this is a way to fast track to the playoff season, which is cool. And another mode called Moments, which lets you play as some of MLB's greats, some of the best players players from yesteryear lets you recreate and relive some of those amazing moments. So MLB The Show 19, $59. Super cool baseball video game for a PS4. When we return on Tech It Out, I'm going to continue my chat about some great spring gadgets. I showed about half dozen of them on TV last week. So we're going to wrap up with a television for streaming baseball games through the MLB.tv app and all the other cool things you can do with a Roku Power TV. And if bringing a TV to six cities wasn't challenging enough, I also brought with me a robotic lawnmower, because why not? So also after this short break, I'll talk to you about the Husqvarna Automower 450X, a robotic lawnmower. So that'll be what I end up on when we return after this short break. I do want to thank my sponsor as well. Tech It Out is powered by Asus. They are the title sponsor on this weekly radio show and podcast. So thank you for your continued support. Asus creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. Visit asus.com/US/radio for more info. That's asus.com/US/radio. As we head into break, I just want to remind you, you can reach out if you've got suggestions for an upcoming guest on Tech It Out or a topic. My email address is tech@marksaltzman.com. That's T-E-C-H, the at sign, M-A-R-C-S-A-L-T-Z-M-A-N. Or you can hit me up on social media, Mark_Saltzman on Twitter. Again, that's Mark with the C. All right, we'll be right back with more Tech It Out. Stay with us.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hey, if you're just joining us now, I'm talking about some of the great gadgets I showed on various TV shows last week as part of a spring into new tech tour, if you will. I'll continue on with that in a moment, but speaking of TV shows, did I tell you that I'm going to be hosting one on CNBC coming up this spring? That's right. It's a brand new show called Tech Impact, and it will air on CNBC on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. Eastern or 8 a.m. Pacific, and it'll be a 30-minute show about the impact of technology on society today and tomorrow. We're going to explore topics like the impact of 5G on the automotive industry. We'll talk tech and healthcare, how robotics and AI or artificial intelligence will impact business, what's next for the fastest growing entertainment medium on the planet, which is interactive entertainment or video games, what's changing there, and so on. You get the idea, the impact of technology on society, personally and professionally. So I'm really looking forward to shooting these shows as the host. I'll be traveling to Miami to record these with a production company called Merrim Entertainment. Should be starting production this month, so it'll start airing in May, if not early June. I'm super stoked about this show. If you want to learn more, by the way, you can head over to www.techimpact.tv. And you can read up on the show there. And there's a sizzle reel near the bottom with all the different tech topics that we may cover. And on the second half of that video, it's all about me as the host. It's like a montage, if you will, of some of my previous experiences. I hope you enjoy it. Again, it should debut in late May or early June. And I'll keep you up to date on that if you're interested, maybe during an upcoming Tech It Out radio show and podcast episode. All right, let me now continue the discussion that we started before the break, which is on some spring gear that I showed on TV last week. And speaking of TV, the second last product I showed was the Hisense Smart 4K Roku TV. This is a stunning 4K TV with HDR, like we talked about earlier, high dynamic range. 4K, of course, refers to the fact that these new televisions offer four times the resolution compared to an HD TV. And if you're watching HD or high definition content, it will upscale or upconvert that video signal to near 4K quality. So breathtaking images. It's got that HDR for better brightness and contrast and color. It's not just a smart TV, but it has the built-in Roku platform. So you don't need to buy a Roku stick or a box. It's actually built into the TV, and you get a really comfortable remote to access hundreds of thousands of TV episodes and movies. Roku has its own channels, its own content, but it also works, of course, with YouTube and Netflix and MLB, NHL streaming services, and much, much more. Now, you can use the remote that came with the TV. It's actually pretty comfortable, and there are some shortcut buttons to your favorite services, but it also works with the Roku app. So you can download this free app for your smartphone or tablet to control the TV, and you can use your voice to say what you're looking for and control the TV that way. It also has a USB port. This whole week I've been showing this really cool video that's running in a loop on a thumb drive. The Hisense Smart 4K Roku TV is very inexpensive, and there are a bunch of different sizes to choose from. Models range from 43 inches all the way up to 65 inches, but for only $239, a 50-inch model at Costco. Awesome. All right, last but not least, the Husqvarna Automower 450X. This is a robotic lawnmower, folks, so it will cut your grass for you. You first have a ground wire professionally installed around the perimeter of your property. Maybe you don't want it to go into your neighbor's lawn, of course, or around a flower bed. You can weave it around that. And then it just does its thing. And then for other obstacles like, you know, rocks or a fence or maybe a garden gnome, it will drive around it, much like a Roomba would in your home. But this one that I brought with me, the 450X, is the top-of-the-line model. It's the largest auto mower in the family, so it can handle lawns as big as 1.25 acres or about 5,000 square meters. There are some less expensive robotic lawnmowers as well that can handle a smaller property. But I love that when it starts to run out of battery, it will drive itself back to the base, charge itself up, and then continue on with the job. How cool is that? It also lets you control it with the keypad on top of the device. You can also use an app if you like, or your voice. If you have a Google smart speaker or an Amazon Alexa one, you can use your voice to say, hey, Husqvarna, cut my lawn, or Automower, cut my grass. How awesome is that? It can handle lawns with a complicated shape like steep slopes or maybe narrow passageways and so on. So that's the GPS-assisted Automower 450X from Husqvarna. The top-of-the-line model that can cut an acre and a quarter is $3,300, but there are less expensive models too. Well, there you have it, some spring tech that I showed on TV this past week. Well, that pretty much wraps up this week's Tech It Out show. I hope you've enjoyed it, regardless of where you are in the country and whether you're listening to it on traditional radio or as a podcast. Thank you to the sponsor of Tech It Out. This show is powered by ASUS, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. ASUS, for those in search of incredible, check out asus.com/us/radio for more info on their awesome products. That's asus.com/us/radio. I'm wishing you all a great rest of your weekend, everyone, and we will speak with you next time on Tech It Out. Ciao for now. Bye-bye.
Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump making the case for Jewish voters to back his reelection, taking the victory lap with Republican donors in Las Vegas today. The president appeared at the annual meeting of the Republican Jewish Coalition. The speech comes just weeks after he suggested Democrats hate Jews. His remark came as Democrats were engaged in an internal fight over how to respond to comments by Ilhan Omar, a Minnesota congresswoman, that were criticized by some as being anti-Semitic. One of the longest-serving senators in U.S. history has died.
Ernest Fritz Hollings represented South Carolina in the Senate for 38 years, becoming known not only for his silver hair, but a silver tongue.
There's no education in the second kick of a mule.
And while that sharp tongue would also get Hollings in trouble on occasion, Senator Lindsey Graham summed him up this way at an event 2 years ago.
You represent the greatest generation well. Lived through the Depression, won World War II. Came back and made a better place for us all.
A family spokesman says Fritz Hollings died this morning at his home on South Carolina's Isle of Palms. He was 97. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A federal judge halted sales of high-capacity ammunition magazines in California, giving state officials a chance to appeal his order last week that allowed their sale for the first time in nearly 20 years.
U.S. District Judge Roger Benitez barred further sales until the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals considers whether to reinstate the state's ban on magazines holding more than 10 bullets. But the judge said those who bought the extended magazines since his initial order a week ago may keep them without fear of being prosecuted while the appeal proceeds. Chuck Michel of the National Rifle Association said hundreds of thousands of gun owners may have bought the magazine since Benitez threw out the state's ban last week as infringing on their Second Amendment right to bear arms. Keith Peters reporting.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief Factor is made from high-quality fish oil and essential nutrients. Gives your body the help it needs to aid fighting recurring aches and pains. When life's aches and pains get you down, you need relief. Physicians made Relief Factor as an essential way to support the body's fight against aches and pains. It's a remarkable product. It has worked. I only endorse it because it helped my wife with her knee pain. I didn't even know she was taking it. Then when it was mentioned, she said, oh yeah, this stuff is like magic. Look, there are people who've told me they've postponed or delayed or simply negated surgery because of Relief Factor. That's how powerful it is. Go to www.relieffactor.com, that's relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, that's 800-500-8384. This remarkable product is called Relief Factor, relieffactor.com.
Former South Carolina Ernest Hollings passing away at the age of 97, state GOP chairman Joey Hudson said a lot of things changed in the Hollings party since he retired from the Senate back in 2005.
I don't think Fritz Hollings would recognize the Democrat Party as being anything similar to what he knew as a U.S. senator and in his long political career here in South Carolina as a Democrat.
Joey Hudson is the former South Carolina State GOP chair. He's also the morning host at 94.5 The Answer in Greenville, South Carolina. Michigan State making its eighth appearance in the national semifinals of the NCAA tournament tonight under Tom Izzo. Spartans will face Final Four newbie Texas Tech in its first Final Four in 93 years of basketball after reaching the Elite Eight a year ago, its second season under Chris Beard. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Seven women who said Bill Cosby sexually assaulted them decades ago, then labeled them liars by denying it, have settled of defamation lawsuits against the imprisoned actor.
Court documents filed Friday in Springfield, Massachusetts, show a settlement has been reached since Cosby went to prison last fall in a separate Pennsylvania sex assault case. The 81-year-old Cosby is serving a 3 to 10 year prison sentence. Cosby's spokesman, Andrew Wyatt, said Cosby did not authorize the settlement reached between the women and American International Group Incorporated and vehemently denies the allegations. He added Mr. Cosby did not settle any cases with anyone. He is not paying anything to anyone. Patrick Foss reporting.
A Western New York man charged with threatening to kill Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota. He was arrested after placing a threatening call to Omar's office in Washington, D.C., calling her a terrorist and threatening to shoot her. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Mako is back with another great deal, giving your car that shiny new Mako makeover. They're having a tax time special. Get 33% off a standard paint package. Bring your tax refund to Mako and make that faded, scratched, and weathered paint job look great again at affordable prices. Get quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako accepts all insurance and offers financing OAC with interest-free loans for up to a year. Come in today for a free estimate. Mako, America's Body Shop, on Crossroads Drive or MakoReading.com. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
This is Popular Technology Radio, your source for the latest emerging tech and hot internet trends. Now, here's your host.
Hey, welcome everyone to this edition of Popular Technology Radio. Thank you for joining us. I am Mike Etchart, and I'm recording this here in April, and I am so excited for the Game of Thrones. Season 8 is coming up. The last season, if you are a fan of Game of Thrones, you know that. It is the finale of the season. If you're a geek like I am about the show, it's going to be, well, I don't know what's going to happen. So I'm trying not to read anything online. But one thing I did notice, and I'd heard this before, but Game of Thrones is the most pirated thing on the internet. Yes, it is. Because of its popularity, of course, it is literally the most pirated show that is out there. But if you're not worried about breaking the law when you are taking that, there's something else to think about. A security company, Kaspersky, has released a new report talking about malware that is in various things that people download. And no surprise, Game of Thrones, somebody, one of the articles said, the Game of Thrones torrents are dark and full of terrors. Indeed. Something like of the 31 shows that these folks studied, there are about 125,000 cases of malware posing as episodes. And Game of Thrones, yeah, that is something to consider. So go out and get that subscription to HBO, even if you just get, is it HBO Now or Go, where you can just basically pop in and pop out. That's certainly what I do. Interesting to see that Game of Thrones, the most popular pirated show. The second most popular show is The Walking Dead. No surprise there. So Game of Thrones, The Walking Dead, and a show called Arrow were the worst shows for malware. Yeah, fake Game of Thrones episodes accounted for almost one-fifth of the malware on the internet. Strangely enough, the first and last episode of each of the seasons
are the worst for malware, with the first ever episode being one of the leading sources of malware. American Horror Story is another one. All of these shows, if you're downloading them illegally, get ready, because you might be downloading malware. Stunningly, and we're going to talk about this a little bit later on in the show, $15 million an episode to make the Game of Thrones show. $15 million. I think when all is said and done, there's going to be about 63 episodes, I want to say, something like that. So they will have made, you know, north of 30 movies as we wrap up the season. So if you're a fan, you might know that the last season is only going to be 6 episodes. So unsure how they're going to completely wrap up this enormous story in 6 episodes. But if you've watched the show, you also know that everybody dies. So some of your favorite characters end up dying, and so I'm sure many people are going to not make it out by the end. So we will see where that all goes. So we've got a great show coming up. We're going to have Jeff Morrison from The Wirecutter coming on. We're going to talk about video games. We are going to talk about content. This is the year of content. All of these big blockbuster movies and blockbuster wrap-ups of shows like Game of Thrones are coming. So if you are a consumer of said content, as I am, it's going to be a busy spring. So on that note, let us get going. You are listening to Popular Technology Radio, and I want to have a great song coming out. So let's go out with a little bit of AC/DC Back in Black. And we come back, you're going to be listening to Pop Tech Radio. Stay with us.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower, Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye, with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque, and the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
No one ever said, give it a bit. No one ever said, give it less. We say, give it everything. The world wasn't built by half measures, by the half-hearted. So when we set out to build our boldest SUV ever, we didn't hold anything back. Introducing the all-new Telluride. Kia, give it everything. Expected spring 2019 in limited quantities.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new 3-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new 3-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Lowe's knows you'll do spring right by saving on everything you need to get your garden growing. We do it right, too, with incredible deals to help you save during our Spring Black Friday sale, like Bonnie Vegetable and Herb Plants, 4 for $10. And for a clean-looking landscape, pick up 5 bags of Scott's Mulch for just $10. Whatever's on your spring to-do list, hurry in and save during our Spring Black Friday sale. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 4/17, not valid on Alaska or Hawaii. Bonnie offer valid on 19-ounce pots. See store for details. U.S. only.
Trade Pros. Ferguson is committed to making business with us the easiest part of your day. Ferguson.com is designed to help run your business from the office to the job site by making your day-to-day activities easier with 24/7 account access, unmatched online inventory, and on-the-go account management. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, you can earn points with every online purchase, redeemable for merchandise, event tickets, trips, and more. Sign up today at Ferguson.com.
And we are back. back. It is Popular Technology Radio. Mike Etchard and my good buddy Jeffrey Morris. And he, of course, is an editor-at-large for The Wire Cutter. He is also a freelance photographer and writer for CNET and The New York Times. And he is calling us from a vacation destination not here where I am. Jeffrey, I'm jealous. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
I bet you are.
I'll tell you, my view outright of my hotel window right now is of some teal water and a white sandy beach. So, yeah, not too bad.
Whatever. All right, we're going to talk about where that is a little later. But I'm sufficiently jealous. So in my first, before you came on, Jeffrey, I was talking about Game of Thrones and the upcoming last season. Are you a Game of Thrones aficionado?
Oh, of course.
You are.
I've actually traveled and did an article for CNET on some of the real-world locations where they've shot the show, including Northern Ireland and a ton in Croatia. It's a fantastic show.
Well, and just from a production standpoint, it is stunning. I think at the end of this season, we will have roughly 63 episodes. They're all a little over an hour or so, or right around an hour, which means, you know, they've roughly made 31 movies or so. I mean, it's staggering. Yeah. The amount of money that it has brought in, the amount of money that is spent.
And the amount of money that it costs.
And
yeah,
exactly. That it's cost. Exactly. But it is a profitable venture. And as we wind down,
yeah,
it is,
yeah,
certainly amongst the most popular shows of all time. And this is kind of turning into this spring. It's going to be the season of content, shall we say. I think later on in the month, I believe it's the 26th of April, we've got Avengers Endgame coming out, which is, I guess, is going to be allegedly the last of this trilogy. I think they're saying that they're looking at maybe $200 to $250 million over that first weekend. Pre-sale tickets are out right now. Are you a fan of this trilogy?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I get annoyed with people who aren't. I mean, if you're not into sci-fi and fantasy, fine, whatever. But these are fantastically well-made movies, and they're fun. I don't see why anyone could dislike them. I mean, they're just a good time. I'd show most of them to my folks, and they're not into that stuff. So it's great, and I'm excited to see this one. You know, they're not all perfect, but they are all consistently good, and some of them are amazing, I'm excited to see how this all wraps up. So, I mean, Captain Marvel from last month was excellent as well. So, yeah, it's amazing. And like you were saying with Game of Thrones, I mean, it's such a, you know, probably the best show of the modern era, and just in terms of production quality and you know, per episode quality. I mean, each season has been fantastic. I doubt we're going to see the likes of it ever again. I don't think we're going to see that kind of budget dropped on a TV show, you know, anytime in the near future, certainly not the way that HBO is going. So, it's interesting.
And,
it
you know,
should be fun.
You think about, or at least I think about, you know, what was the commitment ahead of time, you know, before they knew how successful it was? You know, would they have ended Game of Thrones and after the first season or the second season had it not been successful? It was a huge gamble on the part of HBO to go for that. I mean, it's just such a gigantic undertaking, and the fact that they've now skipped over the books, and that is even different charted territory for any sort of a franchise, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And I think HBO is one of the best track records for content of any of the content creators in television. So I think they knew they had something solid on their hands probably when they first read those first few scripts. I mean, the books are obviously fantastic, and then the scripts were really well done by a really good team. So, like, I think all the pieces were in place, and I think I'm guessing that the HBO suits probably read those first scripts and were like, yeah, okay, this is going to work. And then when they probably saw how it did work, they're like, yep, okay, keep going. Keep doing this. This will be fine. People will like this.
Well, and then the interesting backstory to me to all of this is, of course, since that has come out fairly recently, the people that own HBO has changed, now run by AT&T. And I wonder, and in fact, the whose name I can't remember now, the head of HBO recently stepped down after, I think, almost 30 years with the company.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the guy who basically created HBO as we know it.
Yeah.
Apparently, the stories kind of went that he was, you know, bristling under the new management. And one story I read, and I'm paraphrasing, but I believe, you know, kind of the sources familiar with the situation, His new boss basically said, well, why can't you guys just make a lot of crap and then instead of like just a few good things? And the guy was like, we're not going to do that. And I'm like, well, I'm guessing they probably just said, you should just make a lot of crap like Netflix does. Mm-hmm. And he didn't want to do that. So that's my take on how it happened from the stuff I've read.
Well, we'll see. We will see what that means. We've certainly talked a lot about it on the show. It is a new day for content. There's certainly tons of great content, but also new people running content companies and not people necessarily well-versed in the nuances and intricacies of that challenging business. I mean, it's, let's be fair, it's super hard to make hits. And having worked in the music business, I remember we had consultants come in and say, why don't you just put out good albums? It was like, well, hey, thanks for that. Thank you for that.
You know, exactly.
You try.
There was a fantastic article that came out yesterday on Kotaku, the gaming website. And it was a huge, it was 11,000 words. And it was kind of a behind-the-scenes look at this game called Anthem that just came out from a legendary developer, BioWare. And it was a huge flop. I mean, it was in development for 7 years, and it was just hated by everyone. I mean, critics, people buy, like, everyone hated it. And they couldn't figure out why. Like, BioWare has such a great tracker. What happened? And so this guy interviewed 19 current and former BioWare employees to figure out what had happened. And a lot of that was the kind of thing. Like, no one sets out to make a bad anything. You know, bad game or a bad movie or bad TV show, whatever. And this guy laid out the series of decisions and, in his take, the lack of quality management and anyone making a decision, which I'm sure you've probably heard before as well, no one will make a decision, so they just kind of kept going with changing every couple weeks what the game was going to be, and then they had to rush it out at the end because, okay, crap, we actually have to ship this thing. I recommend it. It was a fantastic read, just to see behind the scenes of this legendary developer.
And it happens. It absolutely happens. And on that note, we got to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to Pop Tech Radio. Stick around because we are coming right back. Tonight you better stop.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
And we are back. It is Popular Technology Radio. Mike Etchart here with Jeffrey Morrison. He is the editor-at-large at The Wire Cutter. He is also freelance photographer and writer for CNET and The New York Times. And my producer, Cody Castleberry, is joining us. Now, you guys are both gamers. We're just touching on gaming there. We just had the Game Developers Conference, gosh, when was that? A couple of weeks ago, it seems, and we've got E3 coming up. You are both much deeper into games than I am. I'll start with you, Jeff. Gaming-wise, what are you kind of fired up about these days? What's a game you're playing and maybe looking forward to something else coming down the pike?
Well, I've been playing a lot of Destiny 2, which isn't exactly a new game, but they kind of roll out updates pretty frequently, so that's a lot of fun. But the game that I've actually been having the most fun with, and it will tie into something we'll talk about later, is this game called Sea of Thieves, which just is about to hit its one-year anniversary. And another thing that they've been updating a lot. And it's kind of an open-world multiplayer game, but you play as a pirate and you have ships. But what's different about it is everyone is on the same level. Everyone has the same guns. Everyone plays the same. It's just your skill. And the leveling is really just kind of you get different outfits and stuff. But you go on these adventures, and what's fun about it to me is you play with your friends. You play with up to three friends, and you're all on the same ship, and you all go do these adventures together. And every time I've played, something new happens that we talk about after the fact. My friend makes videos about this stuff, and it's so much fun. The most fun I think I've had with a multiplayer game in, I don't know, maybe ever. I mean, it's just every time we go on, we have a good time. And it's gorgeous. And it takes place in the Caribbean, and I came down to the Caribbean, and there are no pirate ships down here. I'm very upset.
Well, let's not even talk about your vacation, okay? Can I just say that? Because that's very clever of you to work that in, that you're calling from the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. One thing that always gets me interested is how did you find out about it, and how did you kind of, you know, bring your buddies in?
They actually brought me in. It was one of my friends had found it, and he was playing it and liked it. He kind of recruited some other friends, and they were all playing it fairly early on when there wasn't a lot of content. And then, you know, I usually spend the summer traveling, so I came back in September, and they were like, no, you got to get this. You got to play with us. And so I eventually downloaded it, and so we all just kind of played together, and there's about, you know, it's six of us, but you can only play four at a time, and that actually works out because only four of us ever our lives latch, you know, match up at a certain time that we can all sit down and play for a few hours. And it ends up just, I don't know, like I said, it's you go adventuring with your friends, and, you know, we're all adults, so everyone has real lives. It's not like we can go hang out at a bar every night, you know, that's not 21 anymore. So this is kind of a way for us to all hang out. It's all, we have microphones and stuff, so we're all talking to each other and joking around. And I don't know, it's like fun adventuring with your friends, but in a virtual way, which I think is kind of video gaming at its best, really.
Oh, absolutely. And Cody, what about you? What has got you excited about whatever you're playing right now? What's your favorite game at the moment?
I have two kids, right, so I don't have a lot of time. And I was going to school for a while, so I didn't have a lot of
you
time
really
there.
Have.
But when I do have time, I've been playing through very slowly the most recent God of War game. And I have to say that it's very good. The story is captivating. The fighting is a lot of fun. And, you know, there's just something about, if you're familiar with the series, it's Kratos as a dad.
So this seems like something you might be able to relate to, huh?
Right, yeah. It's funny because a lot of people I've talked to are like, yeah, you know what, I have a friend who's a dad, and he just really loves that game. But he's not really a good dad. He's like, boy, read this for me. And he doesn't even call his son by name most of the time, you know. It's probably not a good fatherly trait to have. But whenever I'm not playing that, I've been just falling back on one of my old favorites, Diablo 3.
Interesting. Well, and you know, and of course we've got this the new Google announcement about their new online gaming thing. And you know, Jeff, are you kind of mixed between PC online console games, or are you kind of a favor one of those areas over the others?
I've never really been a console gamer. I owned a PS3 only to play Gran Turismo. That's really the only console I've ever had. I'm entirely a PC gamer. But the Google, and I can't think of the name of it at the moment, but yeah, the new Google platform, it's interesting. It's an interesting idea. I'll be very curious to see how the latency issues work because I was a hardcore first-person shooter guy for a long time, and so latency was always a huge issue. So I'll be curious to see how they're able to make that work when, you know, it's all the processing is being done away from you, you know, it's all in the cloud. But potentially that's a great idea, and potentially it's something that, like, I could play on my cheap laptop while I'm on the road, because it doesn't matter what the processor is in your device in your room, because all that is done like I said, in some huge processing system somewhere else, and then they just stream it to you. So, yeah, potentially that's a game changer. But it's Google, and as much as I love Google and have tons of Google stuff, they are well known in the tech world for coming out with a neat idea and then completely squandering it until it's dead.
There is that. It's so much back-end stuff going on there. I hope it's successful and it does well. But it just seems like, you know, there's so much out of your control between your cloud servers and somebody somewhere in the world with a computer. It just seems like,
yeah.
I don't know. We'll see how that goes.
We shall see, yeah.
We shall see. That is exactly right. I want to be as optimistic and hopeful as possible. But as we sit here today, it just seems like, man, that is a big thing to take on.
But there's also a lot of money. I mean, there's more money in gaming than any other media. So that's obviously why Google's going after it. They see that there's big money there.
Right, exactly. So we will kind of hang back and wait and see where that goes. And on that note, we do need to take a quick break. So you are listening to Pop Tech Radio, Jeff Morrison and Cody Castleberry. And I'm Mike Etchard, and we are coming right back.
Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeoplradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Believe all over again. DreamWorks Shrek the Musical is live on stage at the Cascade Theater April 5th through the 14th.
And then I saw her face.
The characters you love, the magic you can't resist. Shrek the Musical is hysterically funny. People of all ages will enjoy this show. Shrek the Musical at the Cascade Theater April 5th through the 14th. Tickets on sale now. Call 530-243-8877 or go to cascadetheater.org. Believe it.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
It is Pop Tech Radio, Mike Etchart, Jeffrey Morrison from the New York Times, CNET, and The Wire Cutter, Cody Castleberry, my producer. We are talking games, and Okay, Jeff, I'm going to give you a chance to reconsider the whole thing you said about consoles. On the break, you were remembering that, in fact, there were some other console games you were a fan of. You kind of dismissed console games.
Well, and I did have a PlayStation 3, and it was predominantly to play Gran Turismo, as I said. And then on the break, we were talking about that the Metal Gear series is really good, and I did play one of those. It was very good. And then I totally split my mind that one of my favorite games of all time, like top five amazing, was this game called Journey, which is a fairly short game that was only on the PlayStation, and absolutely amazing experience and showing what games could be kind of separate from the usual shooter or racer or sports or whatever. And yeah, so I'm not against consoles. It's just not typically my type of game comes out on that medium. So I'm more of a PC guy.
As we talk about games, and I think on the break we were also saying, you know, that the whole Metal Gear series, that was a game that people bought the PlayStation 4. You know, it's sometimes there are games that
right.
are just so ubiquitous. But, you know, as we were talking about earlier, the pressure in the gaming world to have a hit is just so intense.
Yeah.
And the commitment is so staggering in terms of budget. It's a relentless and brutal business, man. And I was in the games business for a while, 20 years ago, and it was like that then, but it's just gotten even more accelerated in terms of the challenge and the pressure to deliver a hit, because it's a medium where there's hits and it just falls away. It's very difficult to have kind of a medium success.
Yeah.
It's kind of hit or failure.
And these big name games, I mean, they could be $100 million or more for development.
Oh, yeah.
And
stunning.
Yeah, and if they, you know, you have $60, $70 to buy the game, but of course then as soon as everyone's bought it, well, then what? And so I understand from the business point of view that these companies are trying to do kind of monetize over time using what's called microtransactions, where you pay maybe a dollar or something for something in the game. Because what all these companies have found is that microtransactions tend to make them a lot of money. You know, the vast majority of gamers, and I don't remember the exact statistics, but something like 95% will never do a microtransaction. But that small, tiny fraction of people who will do it a lot. They love the game that much. They might spend another $50, $60, $70 over the course of a year. And that's just all of that additional revenue for a company. Now, that said, what gamers are kind of pushing back is that as companies are trying to force people to do these microtransactions, and gamers are kind of rebelling against that. EA was the most recent casualty. I don't want to say casualty because they deserved it, but the most recent issue was in the latest Star Wars game where you basically kind of had to pay to do any part of the game that was interesting. And gamers freaked out, because, and rightly so. He's like, I just spent $60, and you tell me I need to spend another $5 to unlock Obi-Wan Kenobi? Like, what the hell? So they rolled that back, but all the companies, they want to have something in there to let you give them more money if you find something interesting. That's never going to go away. There's too much money to be made. But hopefully what we've seen over the last year or two is that there's an understanding that these companies can't quite get away with as much as they were hoping for in terms of forcing people to spend more money after the fact. But I'm sure someone will push it again someday.
Obviously a delicate dance.
Oh, yeah. No, hopefully this is just teaching them that they can't put, you know, performance-based things in the package. They could, they're supposed to just put cosmetic changes. And that was what was happening there with the Star Wars game, is you'd go in and you'd get a better blaster or not even just unlock a character. I mean, I think the characters behind the paywall is something you can only do if you're a free game, you know. But
right.
They got hammered really hard for it. And there's also the idea that you're paying for a random chance at something as well. Does this, you know, there was an article in several European countries have put out sort of judgments that having to pay for a box that has an unknown item in it can be seen as gambling.
Oh.
Ah, interesting. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah. There are places that, you know, that they're just completely against gambling, so that I think they try to end up banning these games. I think it was this Star Wars game that got banned from, like, Belgium or something. I could be a little wrong. I think maybe they just tried to ban it and didn't quite go through, but there was talk of banning it due to its gambling nature.
Well, and I got to say, having been on the other side of this, you know, having been in the boardroom in the office where you're looking at budgets and you're looking at P&Ls and you're looking at, you know, we better show a profit and your job is on the line for your performance.
Yeah.
You know, you make some of these, you know, or you're forced to or you're encouraged to make some of these corporate decisions before the game even comes out. You're making P&L decisions well before anything is going on. And, you know, it seems like a good idea. And then maybe it's not when it all is said and done. But I think, like you said, Jeff, as budgets continue to increase and pressures on these publicly traded companies continue to
force that's the key.
Yeah, that's the key. It really is. And so it's a delicate dance. It doesn't take much to just step over the line and suddenly you've crossed.
Because all of these big gaming companies are big gaming companies. Like, so all the big games and the most popular games are all put out by huge corporations.
Yes.
And maybe they started small, but they're not anymore. And so if you go high enough up that chain, you're going to get to somebody who's not a gamer, who's a businessman.
Yes.
And he's going to say, nope, you need to put in loot boxes and microtransactions and, you know, that's it. Like, I don't care what else the rest of the game is. You need to make money after the fact. And maybe everyone involved in the game production doesn't want that, but they're overruled because, you know, that's not the way it works.
I think that's a failure on these big companies, though, is that you have these executives that are in top positions that they should know that they're not a gamer, right? They should know that they don't fully understand the world, and they should put a little bit more trust in the team that they have hired to do the right thing that's going to please the players more. Because I think a lot of this is a little short-sighted. They want the money right now out of this particular game instead of building a reputation for themselves that's going to bring people back, you know, time after time. And
right.
That's kind of an American value that a lot of businesses display, is putting that effort in to show that when you come back, we'll have another quality product for you later.
Well, we'll talk about that when we come back. We've got more on art versus commerce, because ultimately that's what it is. It's Pop Tech Radio. We are coming right back.
Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower. Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye, with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque. And the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel cost, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new 3-Row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new 3-Row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
No one ever said, give it a bit. No one ever said, give it less. We say, give it everything. The world wasn't built by half measures, by the half-hearted. So when we set out to build our boldest SUV ever, we didn't hold anything back. Introducing the all-new Telluride. Kia. Give it everything. Expected spring 2019 in limited quantities.
Popular Technology Radio, Mike Etchard here, Jeffrey Morrison from The Wirecutter, New York Times, CNET, my producer Cody Castleberry. We are having the endless discussion of art versus commerce in the gaming business. And of course, we earlier in the show, we talked about the head of HBO stepping down as AT&T came in to take over the company. And Cody, you had a very ultimately, you're making games here in this case. The quality of the game should overrule everything else, but it doesn't. The reality is that these publicly traded companies, oftentimes the creatives have to do something, hold their nose and do stuff they don't want to do. And I don't see that ever changing in gaming and movies in any. It's always going to be the debate internally. As we are talking about budgets north of $100 million, whether it's a film or whether it's a game, that's high stakes. And, Jeff, I know you are in boardrooms as well, and you always know who wins that battle, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. What I was going to say right before the break was, you know, on the other side of this, you have a company, the company that makes Sea of Thieves, which I think is called Rare. Yeah, you buy the game, it's $50. There's no, as far as I can tell, there's no microtransactions or anything in it. But yet they're still developing the game. They're adding content. It's over a year after it came out. And I think they're seeing, and what makes sense to me, is that if they keep improving the game, then people will keep playing the game, and they'll tell their friends to keep playing the game, to buy it and so forth, which is exactly what happened with me, is that my friends were playing it. I bought it. A couple other friends bought it. We're all playing it together. And it kind of also makes us, at least for me, want to buy whatever their next game is. Like, wow, they did a great job. They supported this. I played it for a year. Yeah, I'll give them another $50 in a year to play another game. Sure. So, I don't know. It's a different way of looking at it as a smaller developer, as far as I know. So they don't quite have the overhead that a game like Anthem would have had.
Right, yeah. And this is kind of the, whether it's a record label or a game developer or a movie studio or whatever, you know, you often do start at a smaller level, and then you get to be a larger company, and then you have larger overhead, and then you have different concerns about how you have to extend the life of a product or of a brand or all that stuff. And it is easier when you're smaller, right, and you are passionate. But now, speaking, continue the conversation on games, we've got E3 coming up in a couple of months. Jeff, is there anything on the horizon you're excited about that's coming, or are you that deep these days in gaming and waiting for that next thing?
You know, I'm really not, because, like, E3 comes out, and I kind of look at everything after the fact. So, I mean, my history with E3 is I've gone a number of times, probably 7 or 8 times, by far my least favorite trade show.
Ooh.
On Earth. And maybe it's gotten better since I stopped going. It was such an onslaught and such a nightmare to go to, because it's loud and all the booths face outwards, so you can't walk through the narrow corridors, and because people are blocking everything. So if you're actually trying to work the show and, like, go and have meetings, you're constantly blocked by people just gawking at whatever the thing is. And for a lot of years also, it's just super sexist, like, booth babes,
yeah,
just on display. Like, this is just gross. Like, why are you doing this? It's for games. Like, what the hell? I don't know. I was disgusted by it. And then they tried to fix it, and then I've had friends go and say that it's come back to be kind of how it was. And yeah, no thanks. I'll read the web. I'll read the updates. I'll let other people go.
And this is kind of the challenge with trade shows in general, right? That trade shows are a business for whoever puts them on. And it's incredibly expensive for companies to show up. And actually, I have a history with E3, as I was at the first one in the gaming business. I think it was 95.
Oh,
my. It was the first one. And it was spun off because back in the day, I think it was Comdex, the old computer trade show in Vegas. It used to be kind of one of the places where gaming was shown. And then also CES had a little bit. And then they started E3. And it was incredibly successful from the get-go in terms of a successful trade show. And that was when retail was strong, of course, and the money was ridiculous. And within about 3 years, it just got overwhelmingly huge. And the cost the companies were spending to, you know, $1 million for the booth, and they'd send, you know, teams of 30 or 40 or 50 people, and they competed with after show parties and Aerosmith playing, and it just got to be ridiculous. And then, as the story goes that I heard, you know, sometime in the early 2000s, a bunch of the big companies got together and said, what are we doing? It's an arms race. We're trying to outspend each other, and they were making $10 million commitments to show up at E3, and they all said, let's not go next year. And that was, I think, one of the big game changers, and it crashed. But like you said, it's kind of slowly come back. It's not quite as big as it was, but it's still big. It's still gaudy. It's still a sensory onslaught when you walk through that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the gaming business, right? That is really what it's all about. And it's not like it used to be where you had to go to the show to get that latest information. Somebody is there live streaming it or doing videos, and you immediately find out kind of what's exciting.
Right.
But that has been a show historically that has been just overwhelming. You're just exhausted when you leave.
Oh, absolutely.
I tend to go every other year or so. It is hyper-competitive, and it's, as we said, it's such a hit-driven business. What else are you going to do? It's a huge marketing exercise for many of these companies. Now, Cody, what about you? You were in deep with games. Is there something on the horizon that you're fired up about that might be shown at the E3 in June?
I wouldn't say so. I don't usually pay attention to E3. Good point you made is that, you know, anything you want to know, you'd be out on the internet pretty much immediately anyway. Actually, I was looking as you were talking, and I'm seeing, this is just from a YouTuber that I usually watch, who is trustworthy, in my opinion, about the news that he shares, Boogie2988. He says that he's worried about E3 because Sony and EA have pulled out of E3.
Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
But yeah, I generally don't, because what do you usually have at E3? Most of the limelight goes to those big blockbuster games that have, you know, Assassin's Creed 20 and all those different games that are just on that roll of doing the same thing over and over again. I'm not saying that there aren't any good games there, and I'm not saying that the indie games aren't represented, but who takes up the lion's share of the coverage, you know? I'd much rather go to a place like PAX, check out the smaller stuff.
Yep, it is a trade show for blockbusters. And on that note, we've got to take a break. You're listening to Pop Tech Radio. We'll be right back.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Kunda for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
show is presented in part by Bridgestone. We're passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Pop Tech Radio. Now, here's your host.
Pop Tech Radio, Mike Etchart, Jeff Morrison from CNET, The New York Times, The Wirecutter, and Cody Castleberry. We have actually been talking about games, and Jeff, you were on the break. You were talking about that little indie studio, Rare, that you, you're a big fan of one of their games, and oops.
You know, and I, as I said it, in the back of my head, I'm like, you know, I bet they're owned by somebody, and I'm going to sound like a complete idiot. And yep, I sure am. So they're a subsidiary of Microsoft Studios, that little lucky company, Microsoft. What do they do? But I mean, I guess it does say something that, I mean, it doesn't change what we said. So I mean, they don't act like these big companies.
Right.
So you have somebody like these microtransactions. Well, they're being put in place by a developer. The developer is owned by some gaming corporation like Activision or whatever, that they're forcing these long-term financial income plans. But then, you know, you have Rare. They aren't being forced to do that. And it's good because it would completely ruin the game if they did. But obviously it didn't even occur to me that they would be, because they don't act like a big gaming conglomerate.
It's fair to say that some companies are allowed by their corporate overlords to kind of do what they do, and that we do see that from time to time. But
right,
it's becoming more and more rare as profit pressures continue to rise, and still goes back to the...
And I wonder how much of that we see to tie back to like how we were talking about other content, where perhaps HBO was like that, where they found some good people and said, hey, go do your thing, and that quality shows, whereas some other entities might have more of a meddling hand in it, and the end result is terrible, which, like, I mean, obviously I'm just conjecture, but then you have Disney and the Marvel Universe. Those are all great movies, and they just kind of do their thing, whereas on the other side, if you have DC and Warner, those movies are almost entirely terrible, and it shows a lot of corporate meddling, I think, of like, wow, how did this happen? Like, who let this happen, or who messed this up along the way?
Well, and I would say that, you know, if you look, you know, because talking now back to the film business, you know, Warner's has historically had the reputation of being that mostly hands-off corporate entity. You know, they, over the years and even up until now, they've kind of shown that they are usually pretty sensitive to the creatives. You know, it's still certainly a large corporation, and HBO really flourished kind of under the Warner tent. So you never know, I suppose. I think in general,
right. You don't know what goes on behind the scenes.
You don't know what goes on behind the scenes, and maybe Marvel has the freedom because of their success to kind of do what they want to do. You know,
could be.
Famous stories of Warner Brothers lore is the old Bugs Bunny cartoons. You know, when those cartoons were started, they were meant to just be filler between the two movies that were played, and they were fantastically hysterical. And the story was that Jack Warner, the head of the Warner Studios, didn't know even where those guys, where their offices were. They got to just kind of do what they wanted to do, and they were fantastic. But at some point, Everybody talked how great they were, and then the Warner brass kind of started injecting themselves in the creative process, and then that was the end of the great Warner Brothers cartoon. So this sort of meddling goes back a long, long ways, and it's going to continually be, because it's a world full of content, and content is such a big business, and so many big companies have their hands in all of this stuff. So I don't know. It's not going to end anytime soon. It's going to be stuff we're going to be talking
about
for a very long time. So on that note, we got to wrap it up. Jeff, it's been great to have you. Thank you for interrupting your vacation in the Caribbean for coming on the show.
You know, it was difficult. What can I say?
Well, yeah.
It's a sacrifice that I will make for you.
Well, don't think we don't appreciate that. So, folks, thanks for listening into this episode of Popular Technology. As you may know, we are podcasts. If you want to revisit any old episodes, you can go back and check them out. Our podcast can be found wherever you get your podcasts, including Apple iTunes. And we want to also thank Radio America. They are our syndicator that takes us out to all the great radio stations across the country. Cody Castleberry. Cody, you were on air, you were off air, you were the multitasker today, right?
Part of the DIA.
You have to do it all, exactly. So we certainly appreciate that. So, folks, Have a wonderful week. We'll be back, of course, next week talking technology. And we're going to go out with a great tune by an artist by the name of Liz Phair. I was working out at the gym last night, and I heard this song. I'm like, oh, my God, I love this song. So we are heading out with Liz Phair. This has been Popular Technology. I'm Mike Etchell. Thanks for listening in, and we will see you next time.
For more in-depth reviews, go to our blog at PopularTechnologyRadio.com.
Hot Cars!
And Cool April Night
is back, April 20th through the 28th.
Over a week of classic fun.
So dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th, and get your tickets now for the main event with over 2,000 classic cars on display Saturday, April 27th.
So get your car registered today.
Discount advance tickets are available at all Napa Auto Parts stores. Avoid the lines and buy yours now. Don't miss the 30th annual Cool April Nights, April 20th through April 28th.
Oh, baby, Cool April Nights is coming. For more information, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com. Cool April Nights is sponsored in part by Wind River Resort and Casino, Visit Redding, Marquis Shasta, Block Beverage, Napa Auto Parts, Action News, Redding McDonald's, and this radio station.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future. And